the handoff, pressured and set. He is dropped back at the 27-yard line. Lorenzo Alexander puts him down.
Lorenzo's going to be joining us in a moment. Let's get you just a couple quick headlines here. Sabres injury update. Jake McCabe, injury a little more severe than the Sabres originally thought. He's been downgraded to week to week. Also on defense, Casey Nelson, week to week, upper body. Marco Scandella, day to day, upper body. The good news on the injury front is Jason Pominville is expected back in the lineup tomorrow for the 1 o'clock game against Philadelphia. Bills injury report, Jason Kroom did not practice yesterday, groin. Isaiah McKenzie added to the list, limited practice, toe. John Miller, full practice, oblique. Sam Darnold, full practice for the Jets, so all signs pointing towards Darnold starting for New York against Josh Allen on Sunday. Kelvin Benjamin is now a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Jags lost again to the Titans last night, 30-9 the final. Those are your headlines. Let's get right to our West Her hotline, because Lorenzo Alexander is standing by, and he's going to join us here on Football Friday. It's Howard and Brayton. Lorenzo, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Howard, what's going on, brother?
Hey, you're going on, brother. So what was it like to take a dip in the Fountain of Youth? And do you go for a dip once a week, once a month? How does that work?
I think it's just more of a lifestyle, you know. Ever since I've gotten married back in 2008, it's changed the way I lived, and I'm not burning the candle at both ends, and just every year trying to tighten things up, become better, never be complacent at where I'm at. And I've been around some really good teammates over the years, you know, from London Fletcher to Kyle Williams, and I don't think you get much better than that.
I got to start hanging out with you, because you can get me back in shape, because I've never burned the candle at both ends, and I'm still woefully out of shape. I think it's really, you know, all kidding aside, are you surprised at all? I don't mean to make it sound like, you know, 35 is the end of the world, but you are playing at a very high level defensively. Are you surprised at all about this production at 35?
No, because I did it at 33. I did it last year as well. Obviously, there was an adjustment period to this new defense, and the coaches knowing how to play me and implement me. But I believe a lot of guys are capable of doing what I'm doing. Obviously, early in my career, I was a predominantly special teams player. I think that saved me later in my career, because I don't have the same mileage as maybe your average 35-year-old, because I wasn't a starter. So I only played maybe 15 plays on defense and then all the special teams plays. And so it's really just helped elongate my career, especially with the way we practice now in the offseason, no longer two-a-days in training camp. All those things are kind of adding up to adding years on the back end. And now I have my mind and my body that a lot of players wish they had when they get older, and I'm just kind of benefiting from the best of both those opportunities.
You talked about the defense and how they use you, your role in this defense, but you know what? I mean, in Rex's defense, you were really good, and you're really good in Sean McDermott's defense. How are they using you this year? Why do you think you match up so well, or this defense works so well for you, whichever way you want to look at it?
Well, for me, it's just all about having the opportunity to be out on the field. I'm an old-school football player. Just put me out there, find ball, get ball. But with the difference, I think each coaching staff obviously implements me 3-4 versus 4-3. So for me as a football player, just the lines of seeing the game are a lot different. When I was in Rex's defense, I was playing a lot more on the ball on the outside. And then last year, playing off the ball in a 4-3 system as a linebacker, just seeing how the game unfolds, seeing how plays unfold is a little different. So it's a little bit of a learning curve for me. And I'm still doing a lot of that. So I've gotten better just with all the reps. But then also I'm rushing more, have a lot more opportunities to get after the quarterback, going outside as well as playing inside. And it's just been really good. And obviously, you know, working with Kyle, working with Jerry, and now with Trent and Shaq on the outside, just having a really good chemistry going on.
I'm curious. I wasn't thinking about this, but now I want to ask you about Star, whichever way he pronounces his last name. And the impact he's had. Like, you could look at Jerry Hughes, you could look at edge rushers, right, and say, well, look at sacks and different things. For a defensive tackle, you know, it's a little bit harder. So as a guy who plays behind those guys, how much of an impact has Star had, do you think, on this defense this season?
I mean, immensely. I mean, you don't have guys climbing up like you may have saw last year. I mean, he just takes up two guys every time, and if you decide you don't want to block him or you want to just chip real quick and climb to a linebacker, he's being very disruptive in the pocket, as well as on first and second down passes as well, pushing the pocket, allowing guys like Jerry and Trent to be able to turn the corner, and the quarterback hasn't been able to step up as much. So he's been a star maker in a sense, you know, allowing other guys around him to raise their stats and their game and their impacts just by his presence and effort and energy that he brings every single play.
I'm glad we had you on today, not only to talk about your game, but there are a couple other young guys, well, a couple young guys, the linebackers. And I want to, I'd love to get your thoughts on both Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. Let's start with Milano, because Lorenzo, this guy's turning out to be a steal for a mid-round pick, and he seems to be able to do whatever they ask of him defensively. Can you just talk a little bit about what you've seen from him and what stands out about Milano when you watch him? Well, maybe go back and look at tape because you're busy playing.
Right. I think Matt Milano is just a very athletic linebacker, instinctive as well. Obviously, he played safety in college, so that gives him the ability to cover. And then he's big enough to still come in the box and lay the lump, you know, when he needs to in the run game. And I think the biggest thing with Matt that I've seen from really last year, where he was kind of in and out of the lineup, to now where he's really solidified the spot, is his confidence. And I think a lot of times that's what guys just need, to be able to ride that high and be okay with making some mistakes, because that's what holds most guys back, not be able to play free and just go out there and cut it loose because you're worried about getting cut, you're worried about the coach taking you out, you worry about giving up a big play. And he's really learned how to move past that and understanding football more. And that's why you're seeing his production really take off, because he's really understanding the game of football and out there just playing fast and not really worried about making the mistakes. And when he does, he's able to move on to the next play.
And the baby of the group, Tremaine Edmonds, who, I don't know, no, he couldn't be your son. You would have had to have
a kid.
You would have had to have a kid when you were 15. That's kind of young.
I know, we all know there are people out there that have had
that's
children
true.
When they were 15.
That's
so
true.
I mean, it is possible. And actually, I have my oldest daughter is 23, so it's actually 3 years older than him. She's my stepdaughter, but I still have a daughter that's 23. So,
okay, so tell me about your boy there, Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah, I like to think of him as my nephew. That's a little bit more cooler than my son. But he is an elite talent, a monster, and I've said this since day one. As long as he stays healthy, he is going to be an all-pro and really be the standard, because you don't see guys that big and long and athletic these days. So, you know, he's a one-in-a-million type of player. And what's really going to set him aside from everybody else is not his talent, because everybody has talent. It's his mentality and his foundation and the way he approaches the game. He's hungry. He doesn't feel entitled. He works hard. And he's done a great job of playing Mike linebacker, which he's never done in his life. And now you put him in as the quarterback of the defense, and he's excelled. And I even think with all that on his way, he's played a little slower, so he still has a lot more athleticism and playmaking ability left in him. And I think next year you'll start seeing that jump like you saw with Matt, because now he'll come in with a year under his belt. He understands what is being asked of him. He understands the defense, and then he'll just be able to let it loose. But his parents, obviously being around his brothers who've also been in the NFL, they've done a great job with this young man. He is a breath of fresh air to be around when you kind of put him around a lot of the millennial, that kind of mindset group of young men that are coming out of college these days.
Lorenzo Alexander with us on our Western Hotline. Just got a couple more things for you. I'd love to get your opinions out on Josh Allen as well. And I was just saying earlier, Lorenzo, you know, the last two games, he looks like a different quarterback than the guy he was at the time he got hurt in Houston. He seems more confident. Obviously, he's running more. He just seems to exude a little bit more leadership in the offense. What are you seeing in terms of differences from him?
Yeah, well, leadership is it takes time, and it's a process because you can't walk in here as a rookie. Even though, yeah, he's a quarterback and he's a starter, guys have to learn to trust and respect you even though you've been drafted high and kind of been given that mantle. So I think guys have learned who he is, respect his game. Obviously, thing with Josh is just the inconsistency of being in and out of the game, because he didn't start the season, had that injury. But I think that's kind of helped him a little bit the second time around, because he played a little bit, got to sit back, kind of see his mistakes, maybe see the game after he's kind of been in there and kind of learned from obviously bringing in Derek Anderson and Matt Barkley. And now he's just out there just playing free, throwing the ball around and making plays and not second-guessing himself. And I thought we saw a glimpse of that even before he got hurt. So he's just going to continue to get better, continue to grow. Because the Dable's offense is complex. There's a lot of things to it, and I think we've cut things back to make the game faster to him. But as he grows, we'll be able to add more, and with that, you just become more productive on offense, because defenses can't just say, okay, they always do this or they always do that. and it's really going to help us in the future.
So you've taken pride, Lorenzo, over your time here in Buffalo and prior to playing here about getting involved in the community. Yesterday, you were named as the Bills nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. What did that mean to you?
I mean, it's a huge honor, obviously, because your teammates vote for you. This is the fourth time I've received this award, so it, more than anything, it just shows that I'm consistently doing the things that I say I want to do in life, and that's be a great leader on and off the field, be a light in serving people and helping those that are less fortunate, and you know, just helping them try to find their way and doing my part because I've been blessed with so much, and I recognize I had many people in my life to do the same thing for me to help me get to where I'm at, and I would be foolish if I didn't use the platform and resources that I have now to do the same for the next generation and people in this community and the community I'm from back in Oakland and as well as other cities that I've played in.
Lorenzo, final thing for you. Your contract is up after this year. So have you started thinking about whether you want to play? Do you go to the Bills and say, I'd like to be back? Do they go to you? How will all of this work in terms of your football future?
We'll see what happens. I've definitely thought about, do I want to play or not? Obviously, I've expressed that I would like to retire a Bill. I think the team would like me to be here as well. But I'll make that decision as far as playing or not after the season. It's always hard to make a decision like that. Right now, it's cold. You've been pounding your body for the last 4 months, and you're feeling sore. But I definitely think I have another year in the tank for me. But I'll talk to my wife, and we'll make a decision, and then hopefully me and the Bills can come to an agreement, and I'm going to be able to retire here as a Buffalo Bill.
Hey, I got a tweet, although I don't know if I should read this because I think this guy's trying to give my job away. But Scott tweeted in, when your playing days are done 10 years from now, can we hire you as a radio personality? You're a great listen. You're going into broadcasting, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. We just bought a house out in Arizona, and I have some relationships out there from when I played, and that's where I plan to do some work at.
Okay, good. I was worried you would be taking this job, but you're going to be working in Phoenix. That's fine. It's a good market. That's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Well, thanks for coming on, Lorenzo. Hey, great season. Keep it up, and appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
All right, Howard. I'll see you around.